America Weekend.
And we are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we enjoy the holidays with you. And we carry on.
You know what? It's 2015.
Amazing.
Amazing, isn't it? You know, we've been celebrating endings and beginnings, you know, both personally as well as professionally for a lot of years. The tradition of a New Year's Eve celebration stems from old beliefs and superstitions. I don't know whether you knew that or not. But noise, the noisemakers that people, the ratchets and all that sort of stuff. Noise goes back to the ancient custom of using loud noises to drive away the evil spirits from the house during times of festive occasions.
Oh, okay.
And in many nationalities and cultures, they still use noise to celebrate. You know, as I said, the ratchet rattles and the noisemakers that you see on Times Square every New Year's.
Oh, gosh.
Denmark kind of smashes in the new year, Carl. People go to friends' houses and throw bits of broken pottery that they've collected throughout their own house through the year, and they bang on the doors just to make noise. And they throw the pottery.
And that is what we used to do back in Greenwich Village many, many years ago. We used to bang on pots in the hallway.
Really?
And let me tell you something, it was noisy.
Well, the Dutch love New Year's. They've always been one of their favorite celebrations. You know, when England took over New York City, your city, back in 1674, they changed it from New Amsterdam to New York.
That's correct.
And the British custom at the time called for celebrating the New Year at the vernal equinox, which is March 25th or in that vicinity.
I believe so, yes. Mm-hmm.
The Dutch population so loved the holiday on January 1 that they convinced the British to move their celebration to January 1 for New Year's.
That's fascinating.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. We, I mentioned earlier a little bit as we were off mic that I worked the Dick Clark Show. When Dick Clark used to do his Christmas, rocking Christmas Eve. And when Dick did it, and remarkable in so many different ways, it was just fun. We froze. It was, some years. One year it was 62 degrees. I don't know if that was heaven, okay? But one year it was also 5 degrees below, and it was cold on that rooftop. Cold on that rooftop, okay? And, we were talking. I remember talking to him about the traditions of New Year's and the celebration of the holidays. We talked about this in an earlier broadcast. Everyone's got their own.
Oh yeah,
and you try to keep them. You try to within this mix as we grow older to keep your little piece of the world, your little piece of happiness, the way you like celebrating.
New Year's in my household, all the kids were when they were little they were asleep, of course, but when they got older they were all doing their own thing. And my wife and I always listen to La Boheme from the Met.
Yes, wonderful.
And we had a steak on the grill with a Caesar salad and a bottle of wine. And that was our New Year's pretty much every year.
For us, it was always Guy Lombardo.
Uh-huh. Well, of course.
From the Waldorf Astoria. That was our Christmas. And one year we went there. Actually, so
I'm talking about after Guy Lombardo.
Oh, after
Guy.
But
when I was a kid, it was always Guy Lombardo.
Yes, always, always. He had it down to a sign. He made it work.
And his Royal Canadians.
Royal Canadians. Oh, gosh, I loved them. I really, really did. And they were fun. And what we're going to do, by the way, we talked about it earlier on. We're going to play some music now in this celebration of the holiday season. And this is something that it's a first for us. You know that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have some good, because the music for the holiday season has always been for me a very, very special treat. It always, if you got the right music, and I've been doing this now for a long time in terms of playing Christmas music, if you get the right music, it makes the holiday work in your mood. And that's what these two gentlemen do. And we're going to start off our Christmas selection with two. The first is Frank Sinatra's Christmas Waltz, which is just a magnificent song. Originally done in 1956, he re-recorded it a number of different times. And the man who I got to know over the course of the years, Andy Williams. What a lovely guy. He did a Christmas show in Branson, Missouri before he passed on. Almost the last year of his life. And it was, I had seen it 2 years prior to that, and he was just super. His voice never changed.
He was good.
He put on such a magnificent performance. So let's go to Andy Williams, Happy Holidays, and Frank Sinatra, A Christmas Waltz.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, Happy Holiday to you.
Happy Holidays. Happy Holidays.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back,
yeah.
And lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on a Christmas tree. It's the holiday season. So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song wishes you and yours the same thing too.
You that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas, may your New Year dreams come true. And this song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours everyone.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. May your every New Year dream come true.
Merry Christmas.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Every year, the most popular float in the Wilmington Christmas Parade belongs to Step Out Dance Studio. Unfortunately, this year, Denny the float driver was so bored driving 2 miles an hour, he downed a carton of alcoholic eggnog. Pretty soon, the float was careening across City Hall lawn and up the courthouse steps. So what do you think happened to Denny when the parade was over? The Final Verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Even though Denny was only driving 2 miles an hour in a Christmas float, he was arrested for drunk driving and now has a DUI on his record. And that's the final verdict.
Think green. Harris with you. Promising news about an interesting potential cancer fighter. And it's a nut, literally. According to the latest research, pistachios seem to help reduce the risk of developing lung cancer due to their high gamma-tocopherol content. Gamma-tocopherol is a form of vitamin E that is a proven cancer deterrent. In fact, Penn State researchers now say a daily dose of pistachios lowers cholesterol levels by as much as 11%. And pistachios happen to also be the lowest calorie of nut. Lung cancer kills more people per year than breast cancer and colon cancer and prostate cancer combined. Natural News recommends 117 pistachios a day. But according to the pistachio study, that's only 2 ounces of pistachios, and happily, it's not enough to be fattening. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.